This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Jesus de la Cruz. Date of birth, December the 25th, 1960. Case ID number is 606-5252. Date of exam, July the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Social Security questionnaire dated 4/18/2023. And medical records from SCMH Roma Family Health Clinic, dated 9/6/2022. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old divorced male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain with left leg sciatic nerve pain, comma, hernias / gastritis, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, left ear hearing problems, comma, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2013, where he worked as a mechanic and a construction worker for 35 years. During that time, he states that he worked part-time off and on whenever he could work. He has presently been receiving disability since 1996. The claimant lives in a trailer by himself, but does have a provider. Allegation number one, back pain with sciatic nerve, pain of the left side. Number two, umbilical hernia / gastritis. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, presbycusis of the left ear. And number six, osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, back pain with left-sided sciatic nerve pain. The claimant states that in 1990, he fell at work and sustained a injury to his lumbar sacral back pain, a back area. He states the character of the pain is a sharp pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to his left leg. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain / lumbago with left sciatica. He was told that he had a herniated disc of the L1, L2 area, and the L4, L5. He refused surgery secondary to being fearful that it would not go well for him. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He has received multiple injections in his lumbar sacral back area. His physician is Dr. Enrique Lennon. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, and not doing much exercise except for walking around the home. He does have a provider who does all the chores for him. He has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 4 weeks of therapy, which consisted of 3 sessions per week. He is presently on NSAIDs and taking the following medications, which include ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, 2 capsules TID, and tramadol, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams BID, which he states does give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain / lumbago with left sciatic radiculopathy secondary to two herniated discs at the L1, L2 area and the L4, L5. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number two, abdominal hernia / gastritis. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia, which was reducible, and gastritis. He states the character of the pain was a sharp pain located in the umbilical area, which would go down sometimes to his bladder. He states the sharp pain would last for about 10 minutes, and it was a pain that he had once a month. He denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, melena, hematemesis, or weakness. He states occasionally he does get some nausea. The claimant denies any weight loss and is food intolerant to chili, bread, and tomatoes. He was diagnosed with a reducible umbilical hernia and gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease. He was started on omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, which does appear to control his symptoms. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2002, he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and right temporal area headaches with no blurred vision that he had been having for approximately several months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit is 134 over 66 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently taking no medications at this time for his blood pressure. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2000, he was told that he had a high cholesterol level. He was started on atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. He denies any in-organ damage, such as cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. He has been told that his condition is well-controlled at this time, and he is still taking his medications for hypercholesterolemia. Allegation number five, right hypoacusis / presbycusis of the right ear. The claimant states that since 2020, he has had difficulty in hearing from his right ear. He states he suffers from tinnitus and has not been fully evaluated for his condition at this time. No surgeries have been performed and no hearing aids have been given. He does appear to have some mild difficulty in hearing and most likely has presbycusis. Allegation number six, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 1990, he was diagnosed with osteoarthritis secondary to x-rays being taken. He denies any fractures, surgeries, but did have one injection of steroids in his lumbar sacral back area. His symptoms include warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to cook at this time. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane, and a walker at home that he uses for support. His physician is Dr. Enrique Linen. As noted earlier, the claimant is presently on ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, 2 capsules TID, and tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He says the only other physical activity he really does is walking around the house. Family history. His father died at the age of 20. He does not know exactly what he died of. His mother died at the age of 50 from cancer. Medications, ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, dicyclomine 10 milligrams TID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, acetaminophen 500 milligrams, 2 capsules TID, vitamin D3 10,000 units QD, tramadol hydrochloride 50 milligrams BID, omeprazole 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, back pain, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypoacusia / previscusia of the left ear, I'm sorry, the right ear, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, major surgeries, none. Questionable herniated disc of the L1, L2 area and the L4, L5 area with left-sided sciatica / radiculopathy. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he did use marijuana but denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in 2010. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 162 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and a fourth inches tall, BP 134 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 61 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General. This is a 62-year-old male. Who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to after the fifth sentence in H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has decrease in hearing of the right ear, although physical exam was normal. Neurological, could you drop down to the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane, which he did use while he was in my office. He was not able to walk around the exam room without the cane and did not attempt to walk around the room without the cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, some tenderness, especially of the left lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, the claimant was unable to get up on top of the table to perform the supine straight leg raise. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the left lower extremity. There is normal decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was only able to flex his knees at 100 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down on the exam table. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as walking at a normal tandem rate, and needed an assistive device in order to ambulate. He could stand on 1 foot. He could not stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a cane at all times and sometimes a walker to be able to ambulate. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were increased but symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting but some muscle spasms, especially of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5/5 for all tested areas except for the lower extremities, where strength was plus 4/5 for the right leg and plus 3/5 for the left. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms, especially of the left lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He does have difficulty hearing from his right ear, but speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of left lower leg radiculopathy secondary to 2 herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to lumbar sacral back herniated disc secondary to sciatic nerve pain / radiculopathy of the left lower extremity. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided sciatic pain / radiculopathy secondary to 2 herniated discs. The claimant does appear to have weakness and may be suffering from another type of neurological disease. Number 2, umbilical hernia / gastritis being treated at this time. The hernia is reducible and stable. He is being treated for gastroesophageal reflux disease with medication. His condition is well controlled. Number three, hypertension, not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 134 over 66 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time, appears to be mild. He has been told that his levels are normal. Number five, right ear presbycusis, mild, not being treated at this time. Number six, osteoarthritis, dash, being treated with medications, appears to be fairly stable. However, the claimant was noted to be somewhat weak in strength. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Jesus de la Cruz.